affects eyes in this way?
Well, certainly in my case, I was really the first case in which this virus was able to persist months after it had been cleared from my blood and from other sites. And we think because the virus was able to hijack the immune privileged space of the eye. This is, in a simple sense, a no-fly zone for the immune system. And at least in my case, there was persistent virus. We certainly are seeing ocular inflammation and uveitis that in some survivors is sight-threatening, similarly emerge in West Africa, although at this point we're not sure yet whether there'll be persistent virus in that site.
Does it mean that the idea of surviving Ebola and being free from Ebola is increasingly in question?
Well, I suppose we've always thought of this disease as something that was very acute, and we either live or die. But once you live, in a sense, the acute infection is over, and I think this virus is teaching us in many ways over the past 18 months that we know far less about it than we thought we did. One of those things is that the virus is able to persist in some of these immune privileged sites.
You sound very philosophical about what you've been through, but how are you now?
Well, I'm, I suppose, balancing gratitude to be alive with really a new space. And I think this is a space that many survivors are entering. It's been a difficult road for me and much more difficult in many ways for a lot of West African survivors who not only are finding it physically a very difficult space, but also are facing ostracism and stigmatization that's very difficult. And many of them, of course, have also faced the loss of many of their family members, if not all of them. This virus really is the chief of homewreckers. So don't hear detachment in my philosophical tone. I think this is, I've called it the survivor's predicament in a sense. And there are many, many survivors struggling with this.
Dr. Ian Crozier, we wish you well. Thank you very much. It's now 13 minutes to 9. Cheap visas for China.